The floor.
Excellencies, Madam High Commissioner, Madam Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure to open the third session of the Forum on Human Rights, Democracy and the Rule of Law. At the outset, I would like to warmly thank the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Her Excellency Madam Michelle Bachelet, for her participation in this forum's opening session. I would also like to extend my sincere welcome to the Director General of the International Development Law Organization, Ms. Jan Beagle, for being with us today and for her kind availability to chair this important meeting. And I would like to welcome all the participants to the forum, including state representatives, United Nations specialized agencies, international and regional organizations, representatives from national human rights institutions, as well as non-government organizations, academics, and experts. As you know, the forum was established by the Human Rights Council Resolution 28/14, adopted in March 2015. This resolution highlights the importance of dialogue on human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, and reaffirms that while democracies share common features, there is no single model of democracy. The resolution further decided that the forum will provide a platform for promoting dialogue and cooperation on these issues, including through the identification of best practices, challenges, and opportunities for states. And I'm happy to say, since its establishment, the forum has become a space for sharing experiences, challenges, and good practices in securing respect for human rights, democracy, and the rule of law in an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Excellencies, Madam High Commissioner, Madam Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen. Pursuant to Human Rights Council Resolution 40/9, the theme of the forum this year is equal access to justice for all, a necessary element of democracy, the rule of law, and human rights protection. In choosing this theme, the Council recognized that access to justice is a core component of the rule of law and democracy. At the same time, the Council acknowledged that human rights, democracy, and the rule of law create an environment in which countries can promote development, protect individuals from discrimination, and ensure equal access to justice for all by involving a variety of stakeholders. These 2 days of discussion will center on strengthening justice systems to provide fair, transparent, effective, non-discriminatory, and accountable services that promote access to justice for all and protect human rights. Indeed, discussions will point out the specific challenges faced in accessing justice by various constituencies and how intersecting forms of discrimination impact the enjoyment of this right. The agenda provides rich items for fruitful discussions, and allow me to highlight just a few. The first panel will discuss equal access to justice as a foundation for human rights, democracy, the rule of law, and sustainable development. This panel will explore how effective access to justice systems are central to democratic governance and the rule of law, and how they are essential to building a resilient, human rights-based society. It will also consider how an independent judiciary is an integral component of an accountable system, characterized by checks and balances to prevent abuses of power. Panelists and participants are encouraged to discuss how access to justice for all can safeguard participation by protecting democratic space. The second panel discussion on making justice truly accessible to all will focus on the importance of legal empowerment, particularly of those most at risk of marginalization. It will highlight how structural inequality and discrimination impair the right to a fair trial, as well as the right to equal access to an effective remedy. Participants will consider the measures needed to guarantee people are placed at the center of justice systems, ensuring they can equally and effectively participate, directly or indirectly, in legal proceedings. The third panel when emergency strikes access to justice in times of crisis, will highlight how public emergencies, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, exert significant pressure on human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, including on access to justice. Through shared good practices, participants will explore strategies adopted by justice providers during the pandemic to ensure continued equal access to justice. They will draw from the lessons learned in this context to strengthen the resilience of justice systems for future crises. Last but not least, the fourth panel discussion, Broadening the Horizons of Access to Justice, will address the need for an inclusive, people-centered, and human rights-based justice system. Panelists and participants will look at how effective justice systems that are respectful of human rights can correct rather than perpetuate injustices and inequalities. Participants will discuss the ways in which people are strategically seizing justice systems to broaden public awareness of and find solutions to challenges that communities across the world face today, such as systemic racism and climate change. They will also discuss how such efforts aim to empower victims and ensure redress for human rights violations, as well as push for reform and bring about broader societal changes. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as the Council recently reaffirmed in Resolution 46/4, the independence and impartiality of the judiciary, the integrity of the judicial system, and an independent legal profession are essential prerequisites for the protection of human rights, the rule of law, good governance, and democracy, and for ensuring that there is no discrimination in the administration of justice. Considering the diverse experiences present in the room and online, I am convinced that discussions will provide important food for thought on how states can better protect these principles. Before concluding, I would like to reaffirm the commitment of the Human Rights Council to protect the lives and the rights of individuals who cooperate with the United Nations and its mechanisms in the field of human rights. The Council condemns any act of intimidation or reprisal against any such individuals and groups. I wish you successful discussions, which will surely provide valuable and prospective recommendations. I thank you, Madam Chair.